Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This week we are joined by my new friend, Sal Montemurro, and he is actually the fire marshal for the town of Gates, but also plays an important role in a fundraiser. Important to note that there are so many fundraisers and organizations right here in the Rochester community that are doing fun things to not only have people come out on a weekend, but also raise awareness, and I think that's so important. So you reached out to me, we exchanged emails back and forth about a fundraiser that you have coming up here. And when it comes to, you know, firefighting and smoke detectors and all of this stuff, I feel like the average person, such as myself, who that isn't their career of choice, doesn't know much about it. All I know is that when the beeping is going, I'm annoyed when my fire alarm is like beeping and beeping and beeping, and I'm like, oh my God, turn it off. So let's get into, you know, not just why you're here to talk about the fundraiser, but also maybe a little fire safety for people who aren't aware of the importance of it.
We actually, when we say it to the kids, we tell them to make a number three, turn it upside down. What letter does it make? Mm-hmm. Letter M stands for meeting place. So it's real important to have those components, especially when the smoke alarm is activated. We have had instances where children were the ones that actually kind of, you know, told mom and dad to get out of the house, or, oh, hey, the smoke alarm's going off. So definitely fire prevention and fire safety, definitely near and dear to my heart, and was near and dear to Joe as well. So that's kind of where this foundation came from. Joe basically was the community risk reduction specialist for the Gates Fire District. He was also a volunteer firefighter out of Station 2 on Long Pond and Spenceport Road. Mm-hmm. So he was there for nearly, I believe, like 28 years, mm-hmm. something like that. So his main goal was fire safety and spreading the word and stuff like that. Unfortunately, he had passed. And when he passed in 2019, this foundation was made up to raise money to purchase smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms and distribute them through fire departments in the area.
Yeah.
To put in for free.
Wow.
Into their houses.
Yeah.
So the money we raise goes directly to those smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. We have bracelets and stickers, too, that we use just to make it a little fun. But we definitely, our main goal is just getting those smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to the fire department, so when they do respond to an incident, they can install them for people for free.
Yeah, that is so important. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't really see the value or the importance of it because they've never been in a situation like that.
Sure.
So they can find themselves in the boat that I just jokingly talked about of like, oh, the batteries died 2 years ago and I never replaced them and I just threw it out because it was so annoying,
right,
type of thing.
Put it outside.
Put a blanket on it, throw it in the yard. But, I mean, it is so important to make sure that those smoke alarms, not only smoke alarms, carbon monoxide detectors are working properly to make sure that you aren't in harm's way. Because, obviously, if there's a sign of a fire, you're going to smell something or see something, but when it comes to carbon monoxide,
it's odorless.
Yeah.
You can't see it. It's pretty much the only way you'll know it's there is if you start feeling sick or your alarm goes off in your home or wherever you work. So, yeah, definitely scary stuff for sure.
So, for this fundraiser, when is it happening? Where is it happening? And how can people join in?
Yep, so it's May 31st. It'll be from 1 to 5 at First Responders Park in the town of Gates. It's on 4310 Lyle Road. Basically, if you guys want to join, you can check our Facebook at Monroe County Fire Marshals and Inspectors Association page. There is a Facebook event page made up for it, so you can check that out. The flyer, you know, will state that we have tons of bounce houses coming. We actually have Nick Tahoe's catering.
I love that.
We have a Lugia's truck coming. A lot of local friends and family and first responders that will be there to help out.
Wegmans is sponsoring.
Wegmans is sponsoring as well.
They're always so good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That the they've been great to us. Mm-hmm. We have tons of raffles. We actually just recently set up a table at the Rochester Amherst game and the Battle of the Bureaus hockey game through the Monroe County Fire Hockey Team and the City of Rochester Fire Hockey Team. So the Monroe County Fire Hockey Team actually won that game, and they're going to be bringing the Joe Manouche Memorial Can, which is kind of like the Stanley Cup of the Battle of the Bureaus. So,
that's
fun. So the team will be there with the trophy, and you know, kids could check it out and talk to the team and ask them questions, take pictures of the trophy. Stuff like that. We do have a hazard house coming. The Gates Fire District Community Risk Reduction Team has been a great help. Basically, the people that took over for Joe after he passed away. So they're going to be bringing a hazard house and basically the smoke trailer and stuff like that. So people can go in, practice their escape plans, not just for kids, but for adults as well. We also have... some bagpipes coming. The Rock City bagpipe band is coming.
You guys are like decked out.
We're decked out.
You're like, we have all the things. So is there tickets that need to be purchased? Or
no tickets. You just show up. So obviously we do. Obviously it's a fundraiser, so you know donations are definitely accepted and appreciated. But basically you just kind of drive in, show up, park, and just have a good time.
Where is it one more time for people that might have missed it?
4310 Lyle Road, First Responders Park, in the town of Gates.
So we're doing this in honor of Joe and in the memory of Joe and for the greater good of people's safety when it comes to fire safety and making sure that they're safe. I think it's all cohesive and it's all meaningful. You've been doing this now. You said he passed in 2019.
Yes, so the so he passed in 2019. At the time, I was not a fire marshal at the time, so I wasn't involved with the Monroe County Fire Marshals Association. So when I became a fire marshal about 5 years ago, I joined as a member of that organization. Mm-hmm. The person that was spearheading the foundation asked if I wanted to take it over.
Yeah.
And I was like, absolutely, be an honor. And ever since, it's been my goal to kind of, like you said, deck it out and
make it fun.
Make it huge,
like,
you know. So.
I think there's so many, like, I think Rochester does a really good job of putting the fun back in fundraising.
I mean, for sure.
It doesn't have to be stuffy. It doesn't have to be sad. Like, in the wake of, you know, a lost loved one or friend, it can be sad. And it is hard to, you know, kind of grasp and wrap your head around the fact that, you know, they're not here anymore. But when you bring all of these community partners and members in, you have such a great time for the greater good, and you know what I mean? It's for a greater cause, and it's like so important. And I guess my biggest question moving forward, since they've been doing this for, you know, say 5 years for the past half decade, what are some of the stories that have been brought to the table and the forefront about these people that have gotten their smoke alarms replaced or carbon monoxide? And it's probably been such a game changer for them, especially if you're responding to their home in a situation that is pretty dire.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the community risk reduction offices for any fire department in Monroe County, and the foundation actually supports fire departments in Ontario County as well. So basically, when they go to these homes, if they don't have an alarm, even if it's for a medical job or something like that, if they see that there's not an alarm, they'll put them in for free. Mm-hmm. It's no charge to the resident. It's really just making sure that they're safe.
Yeah.
But definitely.
Safe and makes your job easier.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. So when the smoke alarms are put in and stuff like that, we do get stories back and stuff like that of, you know, my little girl came home from school and, you know, she was talking about home escape plans and how we need a meeting place and how we need this and how we need that. And and it's definitely awesome where we can all work together. Doesn't matter if we're part of a fire department, a fire marshal's office, fire investigator, doesn't matter. We all work together for the same goal, and that's public safety.
That stuff sticks with you. It really does. I mean,
yeah,
you remember learning about that stuff in school and in conjunction with, you know, you or your team or literally anybody coming out and helping these families just make sure that they're safe, their kids are safe, everybody's good to go. It's really touching. I want to thank you not only for your efforts with the fundraising, because that is obviously huge and such a light to the community to have something to do, you know, a little after Memorial Day weekend, kick off the summer, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But for your work as a fire marshal for the town of Gates, because it's people like you, first responders, police officers, like, there's so much in the media that goes around these careers that aren't always positive. And I think sitting down and having this conversation with you really will just hopefully transpire to our audience that, like, there's so many good things that are being done.
Yeah.
And your job isn't easy. Like, you're literally running into burning buildings and saving people who are in such a dire, stressful situation. So I just want to thank you on behalf of Odyssey, on behalf of everybody here, and not only you, but your team as well, because it's
yeah,
huge.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate it. That's where I met Joe, is I was a fireman with him for a while. And then on the fire marshal side, I'm more along the lines of inspections and stuff like that. So running in and playing as much as I used to, you know, I don't really get to do that as much, but I am there and, you know, I help out the best I can. But definitely, it's all for public safety. So we do these things. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, a student in a school or somebody in a nursing home or a local business employee. It doesn't matter. That it's all the same. It's all the same practices. And we just hope that at some point, if the event is to occur, you know what to do and you're ready.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for educating. And one more time for people that might have missed why you're here to talk about the fundraiser. Where is it? When is it? Who is it benefiting? And then we'll send you on your way.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the fundraiser obviously is to benefit the Smoke Alarm Foundation, but it does benefit a handful of fire departments in Monroe and Ontario County. Basically, the money's raised, and then we purchase a huge order of smoke and carbon monoxide alarms.
Talking a pallet.
Like a pallet. A pallet. And then myself or the team will distribute them to the Monroe County fire coordinators or the Ontario County rep, and they will give them out. And when they need more, we just purchase more and just send them on their way. So as of now, we've purchased about 500 alarms this year. Mm-hmm. And just at that Amherst game alone, just with that table, we raised about $1,000. For the foundation. So definitely doing some good stuff. May 31st at First Responders Park, 4310 Lyle Road, Town of Gates, 1 to 5.
Thank you so much, Sal, for coming in, for spreading the word. I hope you see a ton of our audience there.
Yeah, for sure. Come on by.
You never know. If you go to this fundraiser and, you know, 3 weeks later, you need your smoke alarm switched or you find yourself in a situation, you'll be glad that you bought that $10 raffle ticket or whatever the case may be. So, Sal, thank you so much. Good luck with
thank
the
you.
Fundraiser. And
thank you.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chat with you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.